Recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, we find a special message by Jesus to the weary and burdened. These powerful words generate hope in the listener. Brother David Johnson will use the words weary and burdened found in that book, in that passage, to speak to us in this Words of Life program. Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers support this radio effort with our prayers and contributions so that you can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. We now present praise of our Lord in song and a prayer before you hear Brother Johnson.
That city so fair. I don't even know how many saints will be there. I don't know how high will be that mansion of mine. I only know for sure that heaven's really gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
Heaven's gonna shine.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yes, I surely know.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
There's glory in
this soul of mine.
In this soul of mine.
Because I know for sure that
heaven's
really gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
Because I know for sure that heaven's really gonna shine.
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves before you and we worship you because you are worthy of all honor. Thank you for loving us so much that you gave Jesus, your only Son, that we would not perish but have eternal life. Please use the words of this program for your will to be done. Bless each of our listeners with peace, health, and a right relationship with you. Be with each of our listeners and take care of them. And be with each one who upholds your teaching and your name. The Word of God teaches that Jesus is going to return at your appointed time to take us home to be with you. Please help us to be ready for that promise. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Based upon Matthew 11:28-30, Brother David Johnson will present Weary and Burdened.
It's wonderful to be together again, and it's certainly a privilege to be able to share the Word of God. And thank you for listening. And may the message be meaningful, and may we all act upon it according to God's will. The title for the lesson is Weary and Burdened. And our primary text is taken from the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Please listen to the words of Jesus as recorded by the gospel writer Matthew. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the Word of God. May He add His blessing to the public reading of His Word. Many years ago, I tried to minister to a man in prison. He was charged with several serious crimes, felonies, including murder. He claimed he was innocent. He said he was raised in the church, yet he had not been baptized, not committed himself to Christ. In Christendom today, there is a huge difference between claiming to be in the church versus in Christ. Huge difference between added socially, man's way, versus added spiritually by God. This prisoner of the state was in bad shape. In and out of institutions much of his life. Most of his family had disowned him. His wife left him. He had a son he'd never met. He had no one, as he put it, in the joint whom he could trust. He needed someone to be a genuine friend, someone to trust, someone who cared about him. This fella's eyes and voice told me he was so very weary and burdened. Have you ever felt that way? Do you know someone like this? This lesson from God in His gospel gives us words to reach out to help someone in deep darkness, to find light, to find hope. In the preceding verses to our key text of Matthew chapter 11 and verses 28 through 30, Jesus, in the context, praised and thanked God His Father because He had hidden these things from the wise and the learned. Well, hidden what things? Consider in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 25. Here, in the context, things regarding true repentance of sin, things regarding the Christ and the gospel, His good news to the lost who are without a shepherd, the downtrodden, those without hope. Also, like most of the religious leaders of Jesus' day, they considered themselves wise and learned, yet refused to commit themselves to the Messiah who was actually in their midst. in spite of the overwhelming evidence of his miracles, of his teaching in accordance with the scriptures, and his fulfilling of numerous Old Testament prophecies, they rejected him with hard hearts. Yet these hidden things were revealed to little children. That is, even a child with a soft and open heart can understand and accept the Christ and receive the gospel through repentant faith. Nothing has changed down through the centuries. Today, sadly, it seems the vast majority are duped by the evil one, by this world system, by their own flesh, with only man's wisdom and learning, and reject God's way with stubborn, hard hearts. So sad. It is quite easy to say you believe in God and His Christ, to say even that you believe the gospel. It is quite a different matter to truly, from the heart, repent, turn from sin to the Savior, and trust in Jesus Christ. Many today basically think maybe this matter of heaven and hell is real, so I'd better get a little religion. I believe in God. That's enough, they think. I go to church when it really counts on Easter or Christmas. That's enough, they think. I try to live right, so I'm okay with a, quote, man upstairs, end quote, they think. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one who came from heaven as the Savior of the world, states there is only one way to the Savior, to salvation. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28a, come to me. Jesus also stated, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Gospel of John, chapter 14, and verse 6. We should understand that when Jesus said, come to me, it means personally come to Jesus. Not to a program, not to some kind of positive thinking, not to just a religion, but a real relationship with Jesus Christ. Come to me. Not to a denomination, not to a family heritage, not to a preacher, not to a building. Come to the living God through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ wants hearts, not just shallow habits. Come to me like a bride to her groom at the altar, seeking a lifetime of commitment and closeness. This prisoner I tried to minister to told me he'd join in the past a large ritualistic church because there no one bothered him. He could put in his hour and, so to speak, earn the right not to go to hell. That is the direct opposite of the gospel, of the good news of Jesus Christ, as recorded in the New Testament. That is not coming to Jesus. That's not even a good habit. And so his heart was far from Jesus. So this prisoner remained as so very many are. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28b. All you who are weary and burdened. Yes, most have weariness and burdens due to the lack of loving relationships and families and friendships. Yes, many have added burdens of financial stress or of addictions of all kinds or of disease and weakness. Yet, it can be especially crushing to have the full weight of a life of sin, guilt, due to so many bad decisions that many feel they have no hope, that no one cares. Yet everyone does have someone who cares and who can lift the hopelessness to even beyond hope, to inner peace and joy now. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven. Now. Consider Matthew chapter 11, verse 28c. I will give you rest. Jesus declares, and Jesus never lies nor deceives us, that He can give us inner rest. Not just physical rest, but genuine inner rest. Not just for the body, but for our inner self, for our conscience, our soul, our spirit, to have rest, peace of mind, peace of heart, to lift that burden of guilt that you're a nobody going down because of a rotten life. Or also for a person who has a good life, but no inner life with God. A life that's just built on circumstances. Good times of happiness and bad times of unhappiness, which every human being experiences in this life. And as they age, usually the bad times and unhappiness outweighs the good for most. But there is no inner lasting joy. Why? Because only in Jesus Christ can we find ultimate rest, even in bad times. Not tied to circumstances, good, bad, or indifferent, but tied to a real relationship with the living God through Jesus Christ and by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit within the born-again baptized believer. Yes, troubles eventually mount for just about everyone. However, a born-again believer in Christ, when sorrow hits us, we are still saved. We're still heaven-bound. We can still be hopeful. We can still have joy, even in unhappy times. Joy of knowing that we're children of God and that Jesus still loves us. When pain or sorrow hits us, we are still saved and heaven-bound, and Jesus will never leave us or forsake us. When deep disappointment hits us, we are still saved and heaven-bound, and we can know this now. We can have assurance now of our salvation. We can believe it. It's our genuine, blessed hope. And that's the joy of Jesus in us, because He loves us and He cares about us. If you, dear listener, or you know someone that is too wearied and burdened by life, then you or they probably have too much religion and rules and not enough relationship and reliance on Jesus Christ, or have no kind of connection with God at all. You're relying too much on yourself and your own achievements and abilities, and not leaning enough upon God, upon Jesus. Jesus, the ultimate rest giver. Jesus can give the weary and the burdened real rest of mind and heart. God can reach deeply within and regenerate our spirits, redirect our wills, refresh and revive us if we have a real personal intimate relationship with God through Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit. There is a man by the name of Jesse Ventura. He's the ex-governor, one of the ex-governors, of the state of Minnesota in the United States. He's also an ex-movie star, an ex-wrestler. And he claimed, quote, "Religion is a crutch for the weak," end quote. You can believe that and remain as you are, probably burdened and weary, eventually. Yet Jesus stated, "I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin." Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Words of Jesus from John chapter 8, verses 34 through 36. That is, free from the power and the penalty of sin, because there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, according to Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. Knowing and believing Scripture also brings peace and joy. Who do you think you should believe? A wrestler, Jesse, or the Son of God, Jesus Christ? Do you want to be free on the inside? The rest Jesus promises is as he illustrated in Matthew chapter 11, verses 29 through 30. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." These are soothing words, meaning Jesus is inviting all to team up with him. A yoke was an agricultural apparatus consisting of a wooden crossbar with a U-shaped piece that encircle the necks of usually oxen or mules in order to guide and direct them. Yet Jesus can fit us perfectly without any irritation in his guidance and direction to hold and help us. His is a custom fit. Jesus is teaching, don't go it alone. Team up with me. Let me work in and through you. Let me lead you. This takes our submission, our surrender to him as our personal Lord and Master. The yoke of Jesus over time will train us to learn to live for him with added blessed hope and joy as we trust him more and more. Jesus is always very close. His Spirit is within us. We need to fix our eyes and hearts on Jesus, not on people who often fail us, because Jesus alone remains gentle and humble in heart toward his own. He alone can deliver on lasting inner peace. Furthermore, Jesus' yoke of companionship, of teaching and guidance, is easy, and my burden is light. That is, not heavy, not burdensome, if we don't fight it or ignore it. Jesus offers rest for our souls that is real if we allow ourselves to be teamed up and trained by him. So many have a sour past, but the present is today. And today, a personal commitment to Jesus Christ for salvation or for rededication can make today, our future, a joy not dictated by mere circumstances, but instead by Christ in us forever. May that be true to each of us.
Oh, do not let the word depart, and close thine eyes against the light. Poor
Have you given your burden of sin to Jesus so that you are no longer weary? If you are truly a believer in Jesus Christ, as the Bible says, to have Jesus as Savior, along with believing, you need to repent of sin, confess Jesus as Savior, and be baptized by immersion. This is all found in the book of Acts. You should also worship our Lord with a good Bible-based group of believers. To receive a free recording of this and next week's program, request broadcast number 2003. That's 2003. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.
Sing the